The Central New York Community Foundation has handed out grants of more than $590,000 to help nonprofits manage during the coronavirus crisis. Many are seeing unprecedented need for food and other basic necessities. They also need help assisting clients who are disabled, victims of abuse, the homeless, and other impacted communities. WAER's Chris Bolt spoke with the foundation's president, Peter Dunn, who's been shocked at the response.
One, a staggering increase in demand. And then secondly, the need for organizations to be able to pivot in a very different environment, to use technology differently to serve the clients that they work with, and really to continue the work that they've been doing in kind of a resilient fashion.
Many of these organizations have faced funding issues before, whether just overall donor funding shifts, whether their demand increases because it's related to poverty or refugees or food insecurity or homelessness or what have you. What changed? Are there some examples out there that you can say that this is really unprecedented?
A good one is the Central New York Diaper Bank. Just in March alone, they saw a 50% increase in demand, 5-0. That's one example. We're seeing demand at food pantries and the network that the food bank services, as well as a broader network of organizations and churches in food distribution, a really staggering increase in demand on a real short-term basis.
What has been the impact of the fund? Grants ranged from, you know, a couple $1,000s to $50,000. Have you gotten any feedback in terms of the impact of either one of the challenges you mentioned at the beginning, or just these organizations being able to stay afloat?
In some cases, the grants have been one-time needs, like technology needs. A good example of that is Vera House being able to transition to a virtual environment, but being able to continue to work with its clients and folks who have been victims of domestic violence or abuse. One-time immediate needs to help organizations sustain their engagement with the people that they serve. Then there are organizations' basic human needs and support services, and we'll continue to see those grants. There are no events, all sorts of things that would have resulted in charitable support for organizations that have been canceled. A lot of the organizations that rely on government contracts, and those are changing and shifting as a result of the economic crisis.
In terms of money, I know there was an initial $500,000 that was set aside. Is money continuing to come in, and is that from a variety of donors, or what are the sources to the extent you can talk about?
Sure. To date, we've raised about $1.4 million. We've been really pleased by the response. Funders like the Community Foundation and other foundations, businesses, donors to the Community Foundation who have provided additional support. The fund isn't a long-term vehicle. It's really about near-term response. But the fund is able to work quickly. Within a week of creating the fund, we had grants out the door.
Are you hearing from groups where it's like, wow, we kind of didn't think about that, or wow, there's an organization that all of a sudden has a need that we didn't sort of predict?
I think the staggering size of the demand for food, we're seeing an increase in demand of the crisis on the population that we call ALICE, which is an acronym for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. These are folks who are employed, they're working hard, but they're one crisis away from having an economic issue, whether it's a car problem or a health issue or, in this case, immediate unemployment.
Are you thinking at all what some of the long-term impacts might be and what communities we really might want to already start thinking about in the future, some of which are addressed on the list of grantees, would be refugees, homeless,
Food
insecure. You mentioned the ALICE population. You know, are there some long-term things that, you know, you in sort of the business of kind of helping the community in various ways, you'd like people to start thinking about?
I think the issue points out the issue of resilience. You know, how resilient are we as a society to challenges like this? It points out the inequity in our communities around who experiences these crises. And different populations are impacted more and in different ways. I think it points out the importance of data in understanding issues, whether it's the health impacts of COVID or the impacts of poverty that's hidden that people may not see in suburban and rural communities. So there's a variety of things.
If you'd like to seek a grant or donate to the fund, you can visit cnycf.org/COVID. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, wyer.org.